Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Can we just talk about this, why Stellenbosch is trending?
Oh, we got to go there.
In a nutshell, Sky, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, why is Stellenbosch trending on Twitter? What would you say?
Okay, so I'm on Twitter now. It's trending number one. There's a video of a Stellenbosch student. We'll call him Mr. Detoy. He is videoed urinating on a student's laptop and on their bed. That student is a black student. Mm. And the first time we saw this tweet or saw the video, it read, and I quote, a white student urinates all over a black first-year student's room, claims this is what they do to black boys.
Who claimed that?
The is it Tinus or Tains? Tinus Tutoy, the guy who was urinating at Stellenbosch University.
Yeah.
So that's why it's trending, because obviously
irrespective of color, who
pees does that
on another student's laptop and bed and table?
I was about to say that.
And I know we say the whole thing like, oh, students are all students, oh, boys will be all boys. And no, this is not one of those cases. I don't think we've done a lot of things as boys, stupid things.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've peed on each other's laptops and bed and just don't care. Well, the video's there, though, because okay, whatever.
This is someone, if he's at university, let's say he's in first, second, third year, he would be about 20, right?
Okay. Yeah. Say he's straight out of school, 90.
Yeah.
Which means that he was born well after 94.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is also something I'm seeing online. Is someone saying,
hang on a second. Are you making an assumption?
No, I'm not making
that stopped after 94.
No. I'm saying that for someone, because you guys must remember that I grew up in a time where I still remember going to school with only white people.
Yes, yes.
And then a changeover happened, and then high school, and then you have like the so-called born freeze, and here we are in 2022, and what I'm pointing out is this is someone who's a born free, we still have this so-called issue, and then we've got the two sides fighting, the one side saying...
So before you go there, is this not just a stupid student urinating on another poor student's stuff, or is it specifically a white student and what he's doing to a black student?
So Twitter, again.
Yeah.
It's unanimous.
Again, if we're letting Twitter police stuff, we're making a big mistake.
But in terms of the debate, there's black versus white.
Yeah.
But here, it's literally everyone is together.
Okay. I was about
like,
to say,
do not do this. Like,
it's not...
Yes.
I don't say unfortunately for this guy, but whatever the reason he went and he peed on someone's stuff... It happened to be that he did not pee on a white man's stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't pee on a Asian man's stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He peed on a black man's stuff.
Yeah.
So whether it was, we don't know what would have happened if he'd gone and peed on Yaku's books.
Yeah.
And if this would have still been the same thing, because it wasn't Yaku's books that he peed on.
Yeah.
So it is now straight away a race thing, whether it is a race thing or isn't.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. So the Twitter has decided that. What's happened to the kid?
Suspended.
He's been suspended, but there's calls for him.
Oh, is that what the debate is? What do you think? Do you think suspension is enough?
I don't know this dude.
Do you think that?
What he did was horrific.
Investigation?
What's the investigation about? There's evidence.
The kid might have actually just. I mean, so many things. You know schools and you know universities. He might have had something to drink and he might have been dead and he might have been compromised. So if that's the case, then it's like, you silly dumb student, you made a mistake. Suspension. But if it's malicious and intentional, that's why you investigate these things and don't trust Twitter.
I find it very hard that someone would, number one, just share this video and with the caption of "This is what we do to black boys." I find
it very hard.
But I'm saying in terms of this is how the story came about.
Okay, because I saw that as well.
So I find it very hard. This is a trunk thing. It's very hard. It looks like it's one of those initiation things. This is what this, I don't know what race this is, because it does look like a race. I don't know.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.